Simple.
Happy New Year.
J. Anthony Brown.
Happy New Year.
Yes.
I just want to take this time and thank you for my wonderful day off yesterday, player. Thank you. And man, hate to all the Cowboy fans who tried to keep me off yesterday. I know what it was. I know what happened.
Yeah, it was right there. It was obvious.
Miriam in Atlanta, Super Dave here in Dallas. Yeah, I know.
Road Tony.
They wanted to silence me.
Well, they had a choice. There's you, there's Roland, there's Chris, and there's Huggy. So they took out the biggest one. The one with the biggest mouth.
They took out the biggest mouth, man.
That's right. You get 4 hours, Roland gets 5 minutes, man. Huggy gets 5.
And I take me out. Okay.
So they couldn't take everybody out. The Dallas Cowboy fans here in Dallas, the home of the Red Velvet Cake Studio.
That's right, man.
Y'all, they just lost to the Washington Redskins in the playoffs. They didn't want to hear it.
They didn't want to hear it.
They're going to have to hear it from somebody.
In some form or fashion.
So I knew that sounded so funny to me when I came in and said, yeah, you know, we got problems in L.A. We got technical problems, and we got to call in an engineer from Santa Barbara somewhere. I don't know. We're working on it.
It didn't get fixed at all, man.
Didn't get it fixed at all. Yeah.
Yeah, and Dallas was so bad. They were so bad. I sent out a tweet, player, that all the Dallas defenders should report to the burn clinic.
Because they were torched.
They were torched.
Like second, third degree.
Oh, no. All over the body. All over. Down in their toes.
You're going to need more salve, huh?
We're going to need more. They were burnt so bad. Oh, my God. You can hear the sound. You can hear it.
Well, it's over now.
It's over now. It's all over now.
It's over with.
All over with now.
And I made my predictions, and so we just sit back and watch my
week. No. I love when the Dallas Cowboys say this. The season hadn't started yet. I love that. That's that's my favorite. That's the one I love.
And they kept saying that all the way through the season.
Season ain't started yet. Mm-hmm.
I know we did it in Chicago. This can't be our season. I know.
Yeah.
I'm here today.
Now they say we're going to get a high draft pick next year.
I love all those quotes. Oh, Romo's hurt. Don't you remember that one? That was a great one. When Romo comes back.
Yeah.
We got two of our best men out.
So, yeah. You heard I made my picks for the Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. That's what everybody else is saying, TJ.
Who you got, man?
Carolina and the Bengals.
Cincinnati.
In the Super Bowl.
Cincinnati.
Yeah. Marvin Lewis and Cam Newton.
Well, Ron Rivera is the coach.
They have not won a playoff game under Marvin Lewis. Not one.
It's time.
Under record shows that once they get close to the playoffs and you kind of root for them.
Heck, remember when we were in Cincinnati? They weren't even near the playoffs. They were rolling. And we came into town. Coach Marvin Lewis came into the studio. Next thing you know,
they don't do so well. Adam, this is how things have been going for them.
So Johnny Manziel of the Cleveland Browns has been coming to practice messed up.
Well, he was under the concussion treatment, remember?
Yeah.
And he was seen over the weekend in Vegas. And they said when he was coming to practice, even though he was being treated for a concussion, he looked dazed and confused, as the old drug movie was.
So, man, he was drunk.
The Browns are 3-13. You got to be drunk to play for the Browns, man.
But remember,
that's the only way you can stomach that, man.
But he was in a program. Remember, he went into treatment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Money Manziel is done.
Money Manziel, not working out for him too good. Yeah.
And
he likes the party.
And he says, yeah. And he says he wants to play for the Cowboys now.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants to play for the.
Right, he'll fit right in.
Wow. So he says he wants to play for the Cowboys. RG3's family reportedly seen wearing Cowboy jerseys.
Yeah.
At this game. The Sunday's game.
At the game.
They were wearing Cowboy jerseys with RG3 written on the back. You know, they have the player's name on the back. And everybody wants to play for Dallas. And
Dallas is.
And yet, when they
come. How about Jim Cowboy? Yeah!
Okay, that's as strong as you're going
to
get.
To go to Dallas.
So, no Tony Romo, but no. You can get Johnny Manziel.
You can get drunk, A. Johnny Manziel.
Or RG3.
RG3.
Take your pick, huh?
What do you want? Okay.
Yesterday, Roland had the attorney for Bill Cosby on.
Monique Presley.
And Monique Presley said that he's blind, can hardly see.
Mm-hmm. He can see well enough to put that stuff in those ladies' drinks. Wasn't that one wrong with his eye? And he ain't winning me over with the old Michael Jackson move, player. You know, being helped in the court. That's an old
That move's been used. What's he gonna do next? Get on top of the SUV.
Yeah, getting out there. And the only thing missing is pajamas.
And come
on,
to court
Bill.
In pajamas. That's next.
Umbrella man standing by.
Man, that Bill, move. You can do better than that. That's old, man.
Maybe he can't do better than that. Maybe this is as good as it gets.
This is the best.
That's the best he can do.
Wow.
Because poor Monique. I know she's getting paid well. Mm-hmm. But she was on yesterday, and she said, yeah, we're going to beat this case. Mm-hmm. Sybil said, how you going to beat it? She says, on what I just told
you. What I just told you. And
her mouth was wide open. You just told me that the prosecutor is the reason why you're going to beat the case, because the prosecutor ran a campaign to win the office saying that he was going to bring Bill Cosby to justice. And that's how you're going to beat the case? That's how you're going to get the case thrown out? Because the prosecutor ran a campaign saying he was going to and fulfilled his promise?
So you're going to say it's political, and that's going to win the case.
That's
going to throw out all that evidence.
That's going to throw out the case. That's going to throw out the case. That right there.
Oh, no.
Well, she had another one, too.
Well, it was his health. His
health.
And the evidence, the years, you know, it's been 12 years since
Yeah. 12 years since
people
it happened.
People have died. You know, that are no longer able to testify.
You know, I like her. I like her a lot.
And what about his wife having to testify? Is that
She said they're gonna stop that. I don't know how.
Well,
I don't know how they're gonna stop it. The incident happened in the house.
Yeah, in Mrs. Cosby's house.
In the house. He did that. The girl said that it happened in her house. So. She's going to have to testify.
And Bill broke the number one rule of mess. Women always tell you, Sybil, don't bring that mess
to my house.
To my house.
Yeah. Yeah. he couldn't afford a
Motel 6 or something.
Or something, man. All that money. He had to bring it to the house. That's the number one rule. You never,
bring
it to the house.
Never bring it to the house.
No. He
brought it to the house.
Brought that mess. Don't bring that mess to my house. That's in the book.
In both sides.
Yeah.
Both sides. I don't care.
That's in the deposition. That's in the man.
You do.
Man laws.
Yes.
You don't bring
that
the side
mess.
Piece a mess to your house.
That's right.
Come on, Bill.
But no.
And these,
at what point
these are facts.
These are facts.
These are facts. This is in the deposition.
So tomorrow, Mrs. Cosby is supposed to give a deposition in the civil suit.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And that's and she's supposed to answer questions, the plaintiff's questions, tomorrow, Wednesday.
And what is she saying at the house?
In her house.
In her house.
She ain't saying nothing to Bill. God.
But if looks could kill.
Oh, my.
Don't look at me with that. Don't look at me with that eye like that. You can see.